Fort Campbell would dearly love to see some of the $54 billion in defense funding that President Trump has proposed. The commanding general of the 101st Airborne says the Army post could use more soldiers as well as long-awaited updates on buildings. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
Major General Andrew Pappas says under Obama-era budget cuts, the post has no funding for new construction, and it's been forced to scale back on maintaining existing buildings. He says many badly need upgrades, like one vehicle maintenance facility built during World War II.
Some of our barracks are from the Volunteer Army timeframe of the 70s, and we don't expect that to be part of the initial surge of money that's going to come that you heard the president speak of, but you start to plan for it because those are long lead time items.
A more immediate priority is adding to the number of soldiers, says Representative Mac Thornberry of Texas. The chairman of the House Armed Services Committee was touring the Army post on Tuesday.
I'd say I believe in Washington there is a consensus that we have cut the military too much, that it's time to turn it around, to begin to repair and rebuild.
Fort Campbell has not seen cuts to its personnel to the same extent as at other posts around the country, but it has lost two brigades in recent years. Pappas, the commanding general, says the Army will decide later whether those will be reactivated. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.